This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Monisha Rajesh. Her book is Moonlight Express, Around the World by Night Train. You know, on a night train, or any long train, I mean, you could be on a train for a week, I suppose, going across Siberia. There's pastimes. And I was wondering, as I was looking through your book, Moonlight Express, Around the World by Night Train, there's different cultures, of course, where you take your trains, and those cultures can show themselves by the decor, the food, the design, the efficiency, and the people's pastimes. You know, we play backgammon on a train in Turkey and probably chess on a train in Russia. Well, give me some of the cultural insights you would have.
Playing cards, I think that's quite universal, actually.
Yeah.
You know, in Turkey, playing music, a lot of people took out small instruments and started playing things and singing. A lot of people sit and sketch. That's one of the loveliest things I saw in Scandinavia. People do a lot of reading on board trains. And even though it is
people
quite a solitary
alcohol.
Thing. Well, they do a lot of that as well.
And
I
that
think
changes
they do that
from
everywhere.
Culture to culture. I'll never forget my night train from Moscow to St. Petersburg. And it was, You didn't have a choice. You had to drink vodka.
You have to.
It was, yeah. Do you know what I mean when you're in the Slavic countries?
Oh, I do. Yes.
It was not comfortable, but it was actually a fun memory in retrospect. You will be my friend, Druzhba. Here, drink this.
You do. And then the ice breaks immediately and they become incredibly friendly. And then you're pals for the rest of the journey.
Exactly. Tell me some cultural lesson you learned about drinking culture somewhere on the planet on a train.
Oh, do you know, I think it would have to be Russia. It really would have to be Russia. It's the one place where it was completely inescapable. I could immediately see the difference in the way people perceived us after that.
Yeah.
I think that was the thing that was so striking, that I felt like we had quite a frosty reception when we boarded in Moscow. And then by Friday morning, you know, 4 nights and 5 days, that had gone. And the minute they watched you just wanting to engage with them, they turned 180 into the warmest, friendliest people.